This is WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. For the first time in more than two decades, Brooklyn has a new district attorney. Former federal prosecutor Kenneth Thompson defeated Charles Hines in the Democratic primary. That effectively means he's the new DA, since there's no Republican Party challenger in the general election. Here to talk about what impact Thompson's win will have on Brooklyn is Murray Weiss, criminal justice editor for DNA Info. Welcome to WNYC.
Well, thanks for having me.
Murray, I saw Ken Thompson outside my subway stop in Bedford-Stuyvesant this morning, and he says it's the first time a candidate has defeated a sitting district attorney in New York City since 1911. Does that sound right to you?
That is right. The last time was roughly 100 years ago. Most people like their district attorneys, and they tend to reelect them here in New York, as you know. Mr. Morgenthau was our district attorney here in Manhattan for, 30-odd years.
Tell me, how significant is it for Brooklyn? What does this mean?
Well, for two reasons. One is Mr. Thompson is an African-American, so you'll have a face and a leader who reflects a large portion of the population of Brooklyn. And two, you're going to have a very interesting challenge for Mr. Thompson, in that he has to be somebody who represents all of Brooklyn, which is what he said he will be in his acceptance speech last night. So I think it's going to signal a change for the non-criminal element of Brooklyn, who felt a little too distant from law enforcement. It's going to be an interesting dynamic on how he reaches out and makes sure, as he promises, that justice is going to be even-handed throughout.
Charles Hines, in the last few months, has drawn a lot of criticism for his handling of child sex abuse cases in the Orthodox Jewish community. More than 50 of his office's convictions have been under review because of questions about a retired detective's testimony in those cases. How much of a factor were these things in Joe Hines' loss?
I think these were key factors. The litany of bad press, the fact that a federal judge has questioned some of the actions of one of his top prosecutors. These are the kind of things that resonate with the voting public.
What kind of district attorney can we expect Kenneth Thompson to be?
In his victory speech, he was very conciliatory toward Joe Hines, and when a few people in the audience booed at Hines' name, he scolded them, or if you will, and said, he tipped his hat to Joe Hines' record of hard work and public service, and said that his goal is to fill his shoes and move the office forward. And I think what he's going to try to do is see how he can stay a little more apolitical and try to bring an even hand throughout the entire borough.
Apolitical? Is that possible in the DA's office?
I think that's his challenge, you see. We were talking before about what led to Charles Hines' problems, is that, if you're a sitting district attorney for two decades and nearly a half in Brooklyn, the powers that pull at you, the world is a lot more complicated than black and white. And to think that you can function in Brooklyn without having to deal with the various forces is certainly unrealistic. But I think that's both his challenge and his promise. I think the public should know that because he was a federal prosecutor, he was involved in the prosecution in the Abner Louima case of police officers, I think they may be surprised at how tough a man he will be on crime. I think he's going to be pretty forceful and straight-laced and fairly even-handed in his treatment of the law.
Murray, where do we know Ken Thompson to be in terms of stop and frisk?
I can virtually quote his remarks to his constituents last night. He said he's going to end gun violence in Brooklyn. He's going to have one standard of justice for all, and he's going to end the stop and frisk of people based on the color of their skin.
Murray Weiss is criminal justice editor for DNA Info, joining me to talk about the victory of former federal prosecutor Kenneth Thompson over incumbent Charles Hines for the Brooklyn District Attorney's Democratic primary race. Thank you so much.
You're quite welcome. Thank you.
This is WNYC.